fuck in here, John.
You're letting us down, dude.
All right, we're here with Jarrett Todd, our Nitro Funny Car champion here at the U.S. Nationals. This is JR's second win of the season. He won out in Pomona, or won out in Sonoma, rather. And it's your first final round appearance at this race, and you closed the deal. You live in the area. You've been drag racer your whole life. Does it mean more because you're an Indiana guy?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this was where it all started for me. I grew up racing here when the Junior Drag Racing League got started. We got a junior dragster at the end of 92, I think it was, and 93 was my first season. And we would pit right behind the top eliminator stands over there, all the junior dragsters did. So I grew up racing here weekly, almost won the track championship, so therefore I won some races. And that's probably the last time that I ever won here. So to come here as a kid and watch these guys, I mean, I remember watching Caps as a kid, and now I'm racing against him in the final round at Indy. It's too surreal.
You know, how did things change for your team after you won Sonoma, and do you attribute any success this weekend from anything that came out of that victory?
Yeah, I do for sure, because I think it started before Sonoma there in Denver. We kind of switched up what we were doing and knew that we were on the right path and took it into Sonoma and start chipping away at it, and it really you know, showed there that the performance of the car was coming around, and we just kind of messed up there in Seattle. And what helped us the most, I think, was a test session here last week. We tried some things, and we ran really well on Thursday, especially the evening session or the evening run, and that helped produce that 386 there in qualifying Friday night, which that was huge for us. That got us, you know, in top of qualifying, which is where we've been struggling all year, just getting bad draws first round, which I'm not saying there's easy draws in Funny Car, because there's not by any means, but it just, you know, helped us get up there in the top half, get lane choice, and kind of kick-started our weekend. But at the same time, we went out there in a traction shootout, and we had a problem there first round. I think it broke a piston on the burnout. As soon as I hit the gas, it had pan pressure that eventually just blew the rods out there at the finish line. We had a little fire, kind of put us behind. So we had to go back and do a mad thrash and get it ready for the last qualifying run, and did a planned early shutoff. But our numbers were pretty good, so we knew that we had something to work with for first round. And Jono and Todd plugged it in, and man, those guys are badass on Monday, I should say. they definitely showed they got what it takes to come out here and compete with the best. And yeah, to me, like Torrance said, you win Indy, you know that you've beaten the best in the sport. And Ron Capps, those guys, they're right now the best in the sport.
What's it feel like to win for Connie? I mean, I think he's won himself. Alexis won it a few years ago, but just to have a win for that team and the history of that team in Indy.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I know Connie, he tried so hard to win this race for years and years and years and finally got it done. And yeah, Alexis, when she won, I think that was my first year as part of the Coletta group, so that was a huge win for them. And to be able to come back here and do it again, it's just everybody gets so tensed up for this race. It's like you walk on eggshells throughout the entire pit area. I mean, it draws in all kinds of people. Guys that you don't see all throughout the year, they shoot up to Indy. They want to come to your pit, hang out, chit chat. It's like, man, like, really, you had to come to Indy? Why don't you come to Brainerd or somewhere like that? But yeah, I mean, for me especially, being that I live, you know, 5 minutes from here, I can hear when guys are testing out here and no one knows about it, and I'll come over here and see who's making laps and report back to Michigan what's going on over here. But yeah, being it's a hometown race for me, I got a lot of family and friends, last minute ticket requests, so it can be distracting, but you try to just treat it like any other race, and it's not any other race, because when it comes to race day, you got to be on your game on the starting line. And I don't know where some of those reaction times came from today, but we definitely had some luck on our side.
JR, the DSR and GFR teams get a lot of the headlines, rightfully so. But you guys have finally won three of the last four. What do you guys have a shot to countdown?
No, we definitely have a shot to countdown. We're starting eighth, right? Which we had a little battle going there with Wilkie. And you want to be as close to the top as you can. So one spot better in the countdown is good. And these guys showed in 2015 that you just got to get hot at the right time, which they started a little higher up in the countdown than we did. But if we get on a tear like they did in 2015, which I feel like that we can compete with these guys out here. I mean, when it comes to the cool conditions and qualifying, Jimmy Prock and couple of the DSR cars, they can throw down those big numbers. We're not quite there yet, but race day, they've shown that it's a different story, especially when the sun comes out and gets hot. And I knew it was going to be hot today, and I was excited about it. I thought that it would play into our hands because you can't throw out those 379s and 380s in conditions like today. So if the countdown is like this the rest of the year, and I hope that it is, I really think that we can run with these guys.
So go back to when you got that phone call at Buffalo Wild Wings to head out to Las Vegas. Looking back then, if someone would have told you now, you know, you win US Nationals, you know, what would your reaction be? Would you have believed them?
I mean, yes and no. I knew that going into that deal that maybe something would come about with Coletta's that I could end up driving for them full time. So I wanted to go out there and prove that I could do the job. And then once I got hired on, I knew that I could win with these guys. They have all the parts and pieces and personnel to be able to compete with these guys and run for a championship, which they've shown. So, I mean, I have no excuse not to go out there and be able to win races like Indy or compete for a Mellow Yellow Championship. So to answer your question, no, because I've been trying to win Indy since 2006. It's hard to win any race out here, especially Indy, because guys are testing here a week ahead of time for 2 days, just bringing out their best parts and pieces, making sure they got everything dialed in for this one race here on Monday. And like I said, I feel like that we did that last week, and it's awesome to be able to reward these guys with a trophy.
We went through media this past few weeks, and one of the lines you said stuck out with me, that you would give up all 10 of your previous Wallys for that Wally you have in your hand. How does that make you feel to have that Wally in your hand?
It feels awesome. I think I'll keep those other 10 as well. But yeah, I mean, I think anybody in the pit area would tell you that they would give up any win if they haven't won Indy just for that one trophy. I mean, there's guys that have won the championship out here that haven't won Indy, and I feel like that weighs on them. They still want that one victory out of all the rest of the 23. They want to win Indy. And I mean, a lot of my heroes have won Indy, especially in Funny Car, and to be able to be on the list with them, it's awesome. So we checked that off the list, and now there's a bigger goal after here, and that's win that championship.
One last note, this was the 50th anniversary of the first time that Funny Car was contested at this race, so kind of a neat little side note there. Congratulations, Jared.
Thanks, Brian.